The epistle appointed to be read for this Septuagesima Sunday is taken from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, do you not know that those who run in a race all indeed run, but one receives the prize? So run as to obtain it. And everyone in a contest abstains from all things, and they indeed to receive a perishable crown, but we an imperishable. I therefore so run as not without a purpose. I so fight as not beating the air. And I chastise my body and bring it into subjection, lest perhaps after preaching to others, I myself should be rejected. For I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized in Moses, in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Yet with most of them, God was not well pleased. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Matthew. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And having agreed with the laborers for the denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And about the third hour he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace idle. And he said to them, "Go you also into my vineyard, and I will give you whatever is just." So they went. And again he went out about the sixth and about the ninth hour and did as before. But about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing about, and he said to them, "Why do you stand here all day idle?" And they said to him, "Because no man has hired us." He said to them, "Go you also into my vineyard." But when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to the steward, "Go to the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning from the last, even to the first." Now when they of the 11th hour came, they received each a denarius. And when the first in their turn came, they thought that they would receive more, but they received each his denarius. And receiving it, they began to murmur against the householder, saying, "These last have worked a single hour, and thou hast put them on a level with us, who have borne the burden of the day's heat." But answering one of them, he said, "Friend, I do thee no injustice. Didst thou not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is thine and go home. I choose to give to this last even as to thee. Have I not a right to do what I choose? Or art thou envious because I am generous? Even so, the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, from the bulletin, there will be no catechism class this morning. After Mass this morning, if you will approach the communion rail, as you know how, and Father Francis will give you, or give us all, the St. Blaise blessing of throats. Tuesday of this week is the Feast of St. Scholastica. I ask for your particular prayers on that day for our sisters in the convent. I will not tell you what, but something of very great importance is going to happen on Tuesday. You'll find out later. In the meantime, you simply pray that all goes well. Wednesday of this week is the feast of the apparition of our Blessed Mother at Lourdes. This is another day for us to give forth with very, very special prayer. This week, because of the announcement for Septuagesima, we had to skip over part three of our discussion. It will appear next week. In the bulletin today, we have an announcement concerning the movie of the Passion of Christ. It goes without saying that we endorse this movie wholeheartedly. And I will say this, in a bit of anger perhaps, that in the information that I myself am receiving concerning this particular movie of the Passion of our Lord, I have found that the Protestants among us have accepted it wholeheartedly and have gone out for it with the greatest possible kind of enthusiasm and, I dare say, reverence. I've looked in vain for just one single Catholic listing in all of this of having purchased tickets or made reservations to see this movie. Not one single Catholic organization. In our own Catholic newspaper, not one single word concerning this movie appears in print. I am distraught about this. We have engaged the movie house in town here for the first Friday of March. And the showing will begin at 4:00. We have bought, in the name of the monastery has bought 100 tickets. We find that this is probably the easiest way to handle the situation. And I don't mind telling you, because I don't make it a practice to speak of money, because I'm not talking about money. We were able to buy 100 tickets for $450, which is $4.50 a ticket. We will distribute these tickets if you kindly make a little donation of, I hope I'm not scouting or gouging, whatever they call, by asking $5 for a ticket. It keeps from breaking change. Maybe I'm not guilty of whatever. If you pay $5 for a ticket. But I'd like very much for us to use up these 100 tickets. We ourselves in the monastery right now are setting down for 10 for us. And the 90 tickets will be available, and we want to go. Now, I said it was the first Friday. If the movie starts at 4:00 in the movie house, I'd like for us all who are coming to be there at 3:45. And inside of a local movie house, blessed be God, we are going to recite one decade of the rosary in that house. Maybe the roof won't cave in. Then the movie should be over about 5:30. I'll give you time to get a little something to eat, and then I would like for us to come out here where we'll at 7:00 have the Stations of the Cross. And of course we follow that with Compline, and if you stay here from 7 and go through Compline, you will be here till 8:00, which will be a holy hour. My beloved people, we have so much to give. In today's bulletin, it says, "What have I given my Lord?" For all he has given to me. Today is Septuagesima Sunday. It is the beginning of the penitential season, the season of mortification, of penance, and prayer. In today's bulletin, there's a little brief instruction concerning how to give and what to give. My dearest people, you did not come here because you prefer this to that. That's not the reason why you should be here, why I should be here, why I should be standing here, why those men that you see up here and those ladies that you see down there. It is not because we prefer this to that. But it's a matter of the most serious faith possible in these days where faith does not exist. In today's gospel, my beloved people, and in today's epistle, my beloved people, I'll find it in a minute. St. Paul ended up by saying, yet with most of them, God was not well pleased. And in the gospel, our Lord himself said, did he not? For many are called, but few are chosen. In today's epistle, St. Paul talks to us about an athlete or athletes. And he tells us how athletes, to what extent athletes are willing to go in order to receive their prize. And anybody who is at all familiar with the athletic world. Let us take, for example, the Olympics. I think I can speak of the Olympics right now because nothing is going on that I know of. Usually Olympics bring out the best in me. But anybody who wants to be with the Olympics or in the Olympics or to win in the Olympics, my beloved people, look at what these people are put through in order to compete. Look at the physical suffering, the physical torture, the endurance that they have to go through in order to compete, to bring home a little round thing of some precious metal which they hang around their neck and people sing their praises. But we, when asked to do but the tiniest thing, no matter how tiny it is, we don't do it. And we tell ourselves, he's asking for too much. I don't have to do that. That is too much to ask of anybody. And all that the athletes can carry home with them is that little round gold medal. And we look at what we have passed up. The question and the problem is that we have lost contact. The contact has been broken, actually, between us and our God. And as I have said more than once, and it will appear, I don't think it's in this bulletin, serious people with a serious intention, giving serious worship. Now here's where the question comes up in the minds of so many people today, to a serious God. In today's mind, or today's mentality, just what is this quantity which we call God? Just who is he? What is he? And now we dare ask. Yes, my people, we dare ask. What is the future of this here God that we hear tell of? People think I'm angry. I have to bring this up because the monks have pointed it out to me rather pointedly, that I sometimes sound like I'm angry. I'm not angry. I'm not the least bit angry. And I'm not fussing at you, of all the people that I know of. I'm not fussing at you. I'm fussing at us all. You, of all the people, are the least that need to be fussed at. But the question is, let us go out and preach the seriousness of God. I don't mean we need to get up on the housetops. Some people think that's the way to do it. We do not gain converts by debate. It don't work that way. We gain converts by our example. Was it not said, look how they love one another? They looked, they were impressed, and they believed. So it has to be with us. And there should be no effort. It isn't. The Catholic religion is not just for monks and nuns. We are all bound. The only difference between us and non-religious is that we have placed ourselves under serious vow to do this, that, or the other. That's wherein we stand out in these days and times. So my beloved people, as we start Septuagesima, and as we get ready for the holy season of Lent, let us put our minds in gear to see what mortification means, what prayer means, what penance means, what giving up our self-will means, which stands in the way of everything we do or say or think. You know, if after all is said and done, we lose our immortal soul, what a tragedy. And sometimes I do believe that any of us, wherever we are, will give up an eternity of blessedness for a bowl of porridge, which lasts but a moment. We do not understand eternity. We do not understand hell. We do not understand heaven, and we don't understand God. So, with these kindly words, let us be about our business. It isn't at me or any preacher that we should level our feelings of anger, because the preacher, I think, was it not said today, was it St. Paul, lest perhaps he himself become a castaway? The preacher has a horrendous responsibility, and realizing that he himself is indeed, why did God pick that man from all others, as was brought out in today's gospel? Look at what we have done. We have borne the heat of the day. We have worked hard for you. Why did you pick these people who at the last minute have done little or nothing? Why did you give them the same consideration that you gave us and more? My beloved people, why did God choose me? Why did God choose you? You know yourselves. I know me. Why? 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 My beloved people,